So with the school year starting back up, or getting ready to, kids are back to waking up early, almost, or heading off to college, or getting back in homework mode. And students, like it or not, are returning to school. So we might still have a few weeks before high school and college students dust off that most important question that they must ask. A little bit further into the semester, before you recognize that you haven't asked what matters the most. Oh, it may be on your mind already this week, but a month from now, it will be the question of all questions at the end of class. Is this going to be on the test? What a frustrating question. And that's coming from someone who's asked that question before. But as a teacher, I've also been asked that question. Father, is this going to be on the test? Which is just another way of saying, Father, do I need to bother learning this? Well, you can't help but hear at least a little bit of that back-to-school question in the person who comes up to Jesus in the gospel today. Lord, will only a few people be saved? I think that question is captivating. Why is he or she asking the question? That's what I want to know. Now, call me cynical, but I'm guessing that someone is trying to feel out from Jesus whether or not it's really worth the effort. Because if the answer is yes, only a few people will be saved, then why bother? I don't have a chance. But ironically, if Jesus answered the question, no, will only a few be saved? No, lots of people will be saved. Almost everyone will be saved. Well, then they might have had the same response. Why bother? I'm going to get in either way. So in classical Jesus mode, he answers the question by not answering the question. Will only a few people be saved? Jesus answers, strive to enter through the narrow gate. In other words, don't worry about how many. Worry about you. Don't focus on whether it's way too easy or way too hard. Focus on what the Lord wants of you. After all, you might ask, well, how many people who set out to lose 20 pounds really accomplish it? I don't know. Well, maybe very few. But does that mean that you shouldn't aim for it? Or you might ask, how many people ride in a car without their seatbelt and get away with it? I don't know. Maybe most of them. But does that mean that you shouldn't worry about it? So when we ask Jesus, will only a few be saved? I don't know. But you can be. And to believe that it's in your power to do something about it is what matters the most. So just last Wednesday morning, the first day of high school, I'm sitting right here in the church, just right over there. And the lights are all out. I'm just gathering my thoughts before the morning mass. And 5 minutes till seven, I see a high school student come in from there. He goes straight to the tabernacle for a little bit of prayer, and then up and gone. I have no idea who it was, but that's not the point. He didn't come to be seen. You know, we could ask, is high school too easy? Is high school too hard? Or will only a few people stay close to God in high school? I don't know, but perhaps he said, I will. I have to. Perhaps it's fitting that this weekend the cathedral has a faith formation sign-up weekend. After Mass, all kinds of opportunities and activities and classes and groups and many that are perhaps getting underway now or getting a new focus now at the beginning of the school year. Something for every age, and children and families together and adults, young adults, singles. It's all there. Is it too easy to do nothing? Is it too hard to do everything? Or rather, is it possible to do something? And that's what makes our faith, I guess, different. When I ask the question, is this going to be on the test? If it's not, probably means I'm not going to study it. But if we ask that question with regard to our relationship with Jesus, is this going to be on the test? I guess you could say it already is. The gate is narrow, but the gate is open.